What's up, everyone?
Here's the thing. I want to have this discussion, but this discussion is actually part of the discussion we'll have about tonight.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to start a discussion about it until we're fully tumescent.
Tumescent?
So, spoiler, I never took off my sexy voice for Halloween. So.
Why did you put on a sexy voice for Halloween?
Why wouldn't you?
Do you get that line of ladies code commented?
Ladies get to put on sexy costumes. Why can't I put on a sexy voice?
Didn't you just take your kids out?
Maybe.
Don't put on a sexy costume trick-or-treating with your kids.
Do yeah. you?
You don't want your kids
it's
to show you
outside.
Up.
What?
He had to compete with Holden.
Also, it was really hot.
No, actually, he took off. He went to another neighborhood with his friends.
We might disagree on what sexy costumes are. There's this chick who dresses up as Link at Archon.
Mm-hmm.
She is... There's no skin. But it's a fucking hot costume.
I saw a sexy Gandalf at the Start Bar Saturday night.
Sexy Harry Potter?
No, let's talk about sexy Gandalf.
I didn't see sexy Gandalf.
Well,
she was in full Gandalf garb. Everything except she had a short ass miniskirt, like super short.
Where was the picture of this?
Because I wasn't just running around taking pictures of people.
It's Halloween. That's
it wasn't Halloween. It was Saturday night.
It was the Saturday night before Halloween, which is the Halloween celebration night. You know that you should have grabbed a picture.
That's Skanksoween.
That's Skanksoween.
There was a guy.
Skanksgiving.
Skanksgiving is coming up.
I'm off all that week.
Yeah, wait. So
sausage
next
party.
Next week is the election.
Then we have another week.
One full week, and then Skanksgiving.
And then Skanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And possibly a chili cook-off.
Chili cook-off macaroni and cheese contest. Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese and chili are both fucking delicious together.
Why don't we win a contest?
Oh, just make grilled cheeses?
I have a panini maker.
Okay, that's fair. So, like a grilled cheese bar.
Grilled cheese bar.
The contest is for the chili.
Yeah. And chili contest. Everything else is just gravy.
Macaroni is not gravy.
By the way. If you put the chili on the macaroni and cheese, then you've got a chili mac.
Well, that's why I originally thought of it, because they go together.
Chili would kind of be gravy at that point.
The chili's the gravy?
Chili and
it's the gravy. It's the gravy for the gravy.
It's gravy, gravy.
Gravy squared.
We're actually going to bring vegetarian chili mac.
Yeah.
But also macaroni and cheese.
All right, well, I got to send out an email about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
Because I'm excited.
By the time you guys hear this, this will have already happened.
Probably.
The world will have plunged into chaos.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see.
The price of chili beans is going to skyrocket.
In anticipation of this event.
It's going to become post-election. A currency.
It's going to be huge.
It's huge.
We should have a bug-out location where we all meet up at.
You don't already have one of those?
I mean, because we're going to find out next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll already be here.
We'll already be here.
Right, well.
I'll just bring the guns next week.
I got a basement.
You'll bring the guns.
Yeah, I'll bring the guns next week. So, we'll see what happens.
What kind of guns?
Oh, man, I got to clean my house now.
Target shooting.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
I'm just going to hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty clean. I know no one ever goes there, but
you want to find out if the house is clean? Like I gotta walk through it and see if I die.
You were dying before the cats moved into the house.
Oh, I thought you meant your condo, your old one.
No, I mean like the place I live.
Okay,
I'm not having the chili cook-off there.
Okay, I was confused. I actually
got an offer on it the other day.
What?
Did you take it?
Was it a million?
It was not a million. I have not yet taken it. It's a whole complicated situation.
I don't know how real estate works.
Me neither.
Well, it's pretty simple.
I refinanced my house and they sent me a bunch of money that I didn't ask for.
Just keep refinancing our house.
Every month.
They just keep sending you buckets of money. It's the best thing ever. Pretty soon I'll be able to quit work.
Like, I just want to refinance this. We overpaid it by $4,000. Okay. Thank you for the check for $4,000.
Invest in a bunch of Powerball tickets for tonight?
No.
Deposited your future.
I deposited it in my checking account.
Like, so I do, you could buy the Powerball tickets later?
Like I do with all my money. No, it's just in my checking account.
That's weak.
So.
Powerball tickets last forever, you know. What's and their value is only going up.
With what? That.
The only bowl? Thing worth talking about over there.
No, not the bowl. Oh. Although I do see the bowl now.
Which?
It's on the oven.
Oh, the eyeballs.
What's going on?
Actually, those were from the other night, so they're probably dry.
Okay.
So
we slap have little Visine on there. Yes, good sure. to go. Ben Stein making an appearance.
Aaron made these.
What is it?
They're eyeballs.
Frosted.
Oh, they're donuts.
They're donuts.
Oh, gummy.
They're donuts savers. With
gummy savers
with gel.
I'm technically not allowed to eat this,
but you're going to anyway.
Actually, I don't know if Lifesaver gummies have gelatin in them. I would assume they do.
I assume that gel has gelatin in it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a gelatin substitute that people use.
That's really cute.
I think you have to go out That's of your way Aaron to use did. It, right?
I don't know.
She knew. She made sure. It's all right. It's all good. We actually did the teal pumpkin thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Teal pumpkin?
Yeah, you put out a teal pumpkin if you're going to give out things that... are non-allergic, like that people have food allergies to. So we actually didn't even give out candy this year. We gave out...
Where's all that candy from them? Oh, yeah, kids.
We have kids. Aaron went trick-or-treating like 3 fucking times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we took Locke out like 3 or 4 times in our neighborhood.
Yeah, each time she came back with like 5 pounds of candy. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
I heard children walking by my window, and I made sure to turn off all of my lights.
And just look out it?
No, I didn't look.
It's good.
So we gave out vampire fangs and glow stick bracelets and...
Jesus, were you a fucking starter quest giver? What's going on here?
Yeah, and spider rings.
I need you to bring me...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good fucking idea.
You gotta make it work, though. The story...
Bring me 5 mini Snickers.
And here's a big Snickers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or some
here's,
epic boots.
No, they're not going to be epic boots for 5 mini tuition. Snickers.
We went to...
real expensive, real quick.
In St. Charles on Main Street, they did a Halloween event the past couple weekends, and we went to it. It was really cool. Like, they set up these actors along the street, and they were all... ghosts, but they were real characters. Like there was Abigail Williams, Edgar Allan Poe.
Well,
I say
cool.
real characters. Some of them were real people. Some of them were fictional,
like
fictional
historical figures.
Yeah,
and...
they had a
Frosty the Snowman. Fucking...
No, not that dude. Anyways, a bunch of different people. It was really interesting. So you had to go to each one and collect a sticker for this passport that they gave you, and you had to talk to them to get them to give you the sticker.
That's kind of cool.
It was really fun.
Talking to him.
Hmm. Abigail Williams. I heard her talking about John Proctor. Like, she was asking some lady about John Proctor, like, if she'd seen him. And I was like, you hussy. And then she was like, oh, I hope you guys aren't witches. And then we took the sticker from her. And then we, like, while we were walking away, we were like, oh, by the way, we are witches. And she screamed at us, like, and we started running. And then Locke was crying. It was a bad scene.
That's kind of great.
It was really fun. But you could do something like that easily on our neighborhood, on the cul-de-sac.
Sack. Go on.
I was thinking about asking.
I hadn't talked in a while. I just wanted to say something.
You could totally do that. If you were on the cul-de-sac and you're like on one end of it, you could put a big sign, start your quest here.
Mm-hmm.
And then just have people get things that they go through the rest of the cul-de-sac. That'd actually be kind of fun.
I would just do it at my house and the quest would be bring me a puppy.
Oh, be careful what you wish for there.
We had Panda out walking.
They had, one of the actors was Vlad the Impaler.
Nice.
And he was hilarious. He was like, before he would give stickers to any of the kids, he's like, what's your favorite thing about impaling your enemies?
That's so
all right,
good.
There we go.
Getting that spike just right so it doesn't kill them when it comes out their mouth and they're in agony for 3 days.
I said the lamentation of their women.
Their blood-curdling screams, the lamentation of their women. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then there's...
One of the kids straight up went, the blood. The like, blood. All the kids were, like, really, like, shy. They're into like, hey, I don't like that. And the one kid's just like, all the blood. They're like, Jesus. I saw that on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's giving the Black Power salute. I like
yeah.
it.
No, it's just fight the power, Alex.
All right, fight the power.
Aaron and her Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, okay.
It's a wonderful time.
Yep.
It's his pumpkin.
No. Alex, not again. It was too much the first time. Alex picked out a pumpkin at Rombox, put it in the wagon with Locke, and told Locke it was his pumpkin.
No, you set me up. You said...
What did I say?
You said something about
it. Oh, this is just your brother now. This is fine. This is just your new brother.
Yeah. You just, nah.
I want to tell you that we just ruined it by explaining it, but we didn't.
No.
It's the same.
Yeah, there's no you had to be
there's
there.
There's the actual picture they took.
That's a good picture.
They have to crop out that chick being super racist.
Newspapers need better printers.
Why? It's not necessarily the printer, it's also the substrate it's on. Newsprint is, it's not...
That makes sense.
Cheap. To print on. Yeah, it's cheap.
It doesn't take print the a lot of it. Very well.
Yeah, cheap, fun, Alex.
Newspapers are not fun, Adam.
Oh, dirt cheap is.
No, it's not.
You're right. That place is filled with sadness.
I don't want to get harassed by some chicken.
I've never seen the chicken.
Oh, well. I'm basing this entirely off the commercial. But in the commercial, there's always a chicken dancing around and harassing people.
Not it doesn't harass anybody.
No. Molesting.
It being there is harassing to me.
Oh. Does a cock of that size frighten you?
I don't think it's a cock.
You know, the joke doesn't work if it isn't, so...
It's a chicken. It's not a rooster.
I'm done here.
All right.
All right, this was a good episode, guys.
Hey, this is Tony.
Daryl.
This is Alex, maybe?
This is Kayla. Right.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers.
Some of us are, at least.
We fucked that up, you guys.
I think I did fine.
No, you're the leader, so if we fail, you fail.
God damn it.
Transfer the blame.
All right. What are we doing next week?
Toss a coin. Which one do you guys want to do?
I thought we were doing Idiocracy.
We can do Idiocracy.
Oh, yes, that. I forgot.
Or Waldo.
I think Idiocracy fits really well.
I still want to do Me Before You. You're frowning at it, but we just, like... The subject
matter get there. We'll get there.
never mind. It is Me Before You.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. You're trying to mansplain this to me?
Did we have this conversation?
Yeah, we did. I got it backwards.
Remember when I did that last week? I was crushing it last week. I was like, I don't think that's the title.
Yeah.
Well, Truncate Silence is going to come in handy here.
Yep, except I was chewing right in the microphone, so that's just going to be all over it.
I did not know what I was watching.
Are you just answering a question nobody asked you?
He's starting. He's ready to roll.
Okay. Oh, Alex is halfway through the episode.
But I enjoyed it.
I was headed to catch up.
I enjoyed it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. A movie that we saw tonight.
It was not a movie.
The
it
was not a movie. Hour and a half episode.
It was less than an hour.
Less than an hour.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. It felt like a lot longer, didn't it?
62 minutes with the credits.
All right.
Felt like forever, didn't it?
It,
All right, so what we all should have watched was Black Mirror, San Junipero.
Episode 4 of season 3.
We all
did we all do that?
Yes. Yeah, I got that.
Daryl, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty brilliant. It took a while to figure out what was going on, but once it hit, wow.
I love that high-level review. Short and sweet. I thought it was a masterpiece. No one asked me, but I'm going. I thought it was a masterpiece, which is why I made us watch it.
I concur. Kayla's still chewing.
My mouth is very dry right now.
I told you. I warned you that these things are probably very dry.
Yeah, I'm still going to eat them.
No, that's fine. Aaron will be very happy to know that somebody liked them.
I say I would say masterpiece is kind of a strong word.
That's because you're a liar. I don't agree with you on the art thing now. Or anything else ever. Go on.
I'm still trying to... I thought it was very, very good. I'm trying to figure out... Like, it was very emotional for me to watch. I just didn't feel like it was hugely groundbreaking.
Why do you hate puppies?
Well, puppies have nothing to do with this We're episode. Not looking for... If there were more puppies in this episode, I might agree with you that it's a masterpiece.
No.
I don't think there was a single puppy.
By the way, if there was a puppy in this episode, it would have died.
Yeah. It would have been
So do you really dead. Want there to be more puppies in this episode?
Why would it have died?
Wouldn't it have been dead?
Who died?
What?
Did you not watch the episode?
Hold on.
All of the main characters in this episode died.
They exist.
But they died.
Their consciousness still exists.
They didn't die.
Okay, all right.
We'll have that conversation soon.
That part comes later. This is when the plane drops out from Bane in the third Batman.
They could have made some like puppies like to inhabit the world. Simulated
puppies?
Yeah.
No, real puppies.
Would they have been real puppies?
I didn't say they had to be real puppies. I just said if there were puppies, like... They could have had puppies in the nursing home.
How far down this road do you think we want to go?
I don't want dead puppies.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So let's just turn away from this dead end. All right,
I'm struggling with it.
Now it's your turn.
To struggle with.
To me, this was just a glimpse in the future.
That's a dark future you have.
Well,
it wasn't dark at all.
You're an 80-year-old black woman. It wasn't meant to be dark. It was supposed to be a rather rather twisted love story.
Yeah, so here's my problem with the episode.
All right, so I've watched the first two seasons of Black Mirror.
That pig fucker episode is good, isn't it?
In the last, what, like 4 days? Something like that. There are two episodes that are... Of what I've seen, there are two episodes that are probably the strongest, and I've had the most visceral reactions to.
Don't be the one I didn't watch.
It was the first one, which was the pig fucker.
The pig fucker.
And this one.
What?
Okay, so...
In the first episode.
Have you watched any of the other episodes of any of the series?
Okay. I've never even heard of this series.
Okay, so the show is like this dark reflection of society where it takes things that we have currently or our near future.
So takes we them, have pig fuckers.
Takes yes. them to an extreme and shows the dark side of our society. So okay. The pig fucker episode is some British royal member.
Prime Minister.
Someone. No, I'm talking about the kidnapping.
Okay.
Someone is kidnapped, and the ransom is that they'll return her unharmed if the Prime Minister fucks a pig on national television.
Literally. And there's
like literally fucks a pig.
And there are like specifications for camera angles and movements so that they can't fake it. There's not going to be any way that it can be faked.
So like the first... Like, half hour of the show is them trying various things to get out of this and, like, trying to make it work. And then it resolves in a fashion.
Spoiler.
Yeah. I don't want to... Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very good. It's very good.
It's hard to watch the whole episode.
Yeah.
But that's the best part about it, is that it is difficult to watch, and they make it difficult to watch. Yep. And they show everyone's reactions to the moment are meaningful and realistic. From the Prime Minister to the Prime Minister's wife to the Queen to the people on the streets to the staff members, everyone's reactions and how they're dealing with it
are
reasonable.
Like, there's this really great scene where they're like in the office and the guy's like, okay, so this is ridiculous. We're not doing this. And then like everyone in the room is like, We might be doing this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not doing this. You might be doing this.
The queen called. What did she say? She said, I'm sure you'll do everything in your power to see her return unharmed. Everything in your power.
You might be doing
this. Yeah. Yeah, it's really
Did you watch any of season 3?
Not yet. Okay. Just this one. Damn yeah, it. I watched San Junipero, then started over and watched.
So
the last one I've seen is the Christmas, White Christmas.
With John Hamm?
With John Hamm.
That's the one I haven't seen.
I've seen that one.
So, especially in comparison, this one doesn't seem that dark.
I know.
It is, of the ones I have seen, it is the least dark.
Yeah, this was my problem watching it, because like all of the other ones, at some point, turn real dark. Like they get real dark. It's like
some of them seem really light. Yeah, in some until places. About
2/3 of the way through,
and then they get dark,
and then they get like super dark. So I was waiting for that the entire time, and then it didn't happen. I was like, what the fuck? But you kind of get that catharsis when What's-Her-Face is yelling at the other What's-Her-Face on the beach.
Kelly and Yorkie. Yelling
at Yorkie. You fucking names.
There were two names to remember in this.
Not Greg.
No, you didn't need to remember
no,
Greg.
Why do you remember that name?
Because he came up, hi, I'm Greg.
Because there are only, like, what, 5 people that speak in the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think 2 of them don't even have names.
Yeah.
Even that nerd at the arcade.
Yeah. That's one of them. And like the nurse. Mm-hmm. The nurse guy.
Greg. Isn't
that Greg? Greg. That's Greg.
No, there's a female nurse.
There's also the guy.
Wes.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
So,
I was really concerned about this when it started off in the 80s. I was very unhappy. I was like, ah.
The only thing that I saw in here that I could think of as dark and twisted is that
lesbians. Jesus,
no, that
Alex is 2016.
What's that thing? What did they call that place that looked like a grain processing thing?
Oh, the quagmire.
Yeah,
like I saw that and I was like, oh, this is kind of a freaky sex place.
Kind of,
but like, and there was cage fighting. That seems like a weird combination of things to have.
Well,
once you understand what's going on,
it doesn't actually seem weird at all to me.
Wait,
it's just a place of like hedonism. Animal, yeah, hedonism. I guess that's
it's for all, like she said, for all the lost souls. The people just do not know what they're to do with themselves. They're here, they're bored now, so now they're just they're acting out all their fantasies.
But nothing about this is dark and twisted to me, and I feel like this is like a glimpse into 20 or 30 years from now.
Well, the big question they ask is if you're given the chance of living your life, a second life in a virtual reality forever versus essentially dying and missing out on what comes next. That's one of the things that Kelly said is her husband foregoed, uploading himself because he wanted to be with his daughter, who of course died before this process came out.
I don't think that
he didn't die before the process came. Or no,
yeah, he did because
the daughter died. But
he elected not to do it.
Elected not to do it because his daughter didn't have the opportunity. To be with her, because I got a very distinct feeling that even Kelly knew that. Well, she says it explicitly.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't believe that she will, that they're together. And
right. Because, well, his reasoning that Kelly said was she didn't have the opportunity. So if there's a chance that I could be with her, I'm going to take it. That was kind of the impression I got from it.
Was it? I don't remember those words
explicitly. Well,
It was really close. Those might have been.
Because then she says, yeah, I don't think either of them are. I think both of them are nothing.
They're just gone.
They're just
but
gone.
She was also still planning on not continuing.
She didn't have anything to look forward to.
Yeah, was just ready to die.
Okay. But her whole thought process behind it was their child didn't have the opportunity. Like, she died before this thing came out. Like, she didn't get an opportunity at eternal life.
I don't,
like they did.
Okay, so I don't know if she didn't have the opportunity because it happened, this thing came out after she died, or if because of the manner in her death, they weren't able to upload her consciousness.
Yeah, I think that was a little ambiguous.
Yeah, they were ambiguous about it, though. Yeah, yeah. So
whatever.
Either way,
whatever the reason.
Either way,
if she didn't get it because she died in an awful accident, or if it came out, or if they were just not rich enough, and it's like a really expensive thing. Whatever the reason, she didn't get the choice. So that was the thought process behind not going to San
Junipero. Passing over, as they call it.
Dying.
I mean, this is essentially a literal heaven.
It's a guaranteed.
Yeah. Whatever you want it to be, right? Essentially. I'm assuming this whole thing is like a world.
Yes, it's what they think.
The ending music was Heaven on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was, I thought that was so clever.
So like
the music was really well done in this episode too.
I thought it was a good and interesting story, but as far as like the world goes, I really think this is just our world in 20 or 30 years. Like, and it, also they're not the first ones to come up with this. Like Futurama did this.
This is not a new.
Yeah. Well, it's not a new concept. It's been done many other times.
The
before,
way they fold it out is what makes it really interesting, because you don't start obviously you don't start the episode knowing what the fuck's going on.
I was like, why?
It's just a bunch of kids in the 80s at a club.
One thing so far that I've consistently loved about the episodes of Black Mirror that I've seen is there is very little to almost no exposition.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They don't tell you anything about what's going on. You're in the world. You're following characters. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I like the show me, don't tell me. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I really enjoyed how they did it for this.
Well, it was one of the interesting things is because I was watching this, I thought they were time hopping.
That is
what, that's what we were trying to figure out.
And then I realized, no, they're not time hopping in the conventional sense.
Right.
Because that's what the description of the episode is, like on the Netflix description, is like a romance across
time.
Space and time.
Yeah.
Space
and time.
I didn't even read it. Something so like that. I had nothing. Like, there's one point where she's doing a montage where she's, like, changing her clothes, and Alex is like, how is she changing?
Doing that so fast?
But yeah. I was like, to me, as I was watching it, I was like, it's just, like, a fucking montage. Yeah, it's gonna need a montage.
As I was watching it, it did.
What I liked about it, though, is when you see it happen later, you realize that that happened in real time.
Right, yeah.
We weren't watching a montage. We were having real time play out. That was really good.
When I watched it the first time, it didn't feel like it was a montage. And I realized why later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you keep seeing her and then, like, the mirror or the wall or something and then back to her. That's, like, her character creation screen.
Yeah.
That's all changing it fucking avatars. Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still like, montage-esque to me. That's just another.
It was very 80s montage. Yeah, there
was no music.
There was music.
Was a literal cassette player.
Oh yeah, she was changing.
She changed cassettes for every outfit.
She changed the tapes, but usually in a montage, you see like Rocky running up the fucking steps or like people cleaning a room really fast. Like you just saw her.
It depends on the montage.
Alex, I'll fight you on this.
All right, it didn't feel like a montage.
Lies.
Yeah.
It felt like a montage to me.
Yeah.
All right, fuck.
Yeah. Like, I felt weird trying to explain to you how the style of cinematography works.
20 minutes have passed.
it didn't really occur to me at the point, this was not a time hopping when Kelly gets mad and smashes the mirror, and the mirror regenerates itself instantly. And it's like, whoa, what's going on here now? And that was the kicker there. Hold on, this isn't quite what they built.
So I went through a couple of different theories while I was watching it. The first one was that Kelly specifically was a time traveler.
Yep.
And that she could only show up once a week. That was my first theory.
Because they keep throwing that red herring up next
one week later.
Yep.
And that other people were coming there as a time traveler, but that
That was my original
Yorkie was someone
was like,
who was
actually
was a local.
From the time.
Yeah. It was a local, basically.
That's where I was with the story. Like
Then I thought that maybe Kelly was a ghost. Like, and the ghosts could become physical once a week. Which would when she broke the mirror and it didn't really break, that was kind of a piece that I was playing with. And then it Once they both started hopping time, it's like, no, neither of these theories are really working.
Yeah. Well, by the time Kelly breaks the mirror, you've already seen the scene where Yorkie goes to Wes and she says, like, have you seen her? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he goes, no, she can be in the 80s, 90s, or 2002. So right. So by then I knew, like, that there was a time hopping thing. I just didn't understand the exact mechanics behind it.
Yeah, like, I thought that Kelly was going, like, because when they talk about all the people, like, how many of these people do you think are real? Or how many of these people do you think are dead? Like, I thought that they were, like, from the future, vacationing in the past. And right. I thought the comment wasn't about, obviously, the people who had passed over at that point.
These look like people who think that this is how they should dress in the 80s based on movies.
Yeah.
That was a comment that was made by Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Where She said, Yorkie, you look like you live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the rest of these people don't look this way.
Yeah, they were all
tricked out. Yeah, they're trying too hard
right.
to look like something I saw in the movies. I just thought that was a commentary on, like...
See, and then I was thinking that the only way she's going to see her now is by literally waiting 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too!
I thought it was going to go there, and it didn't. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, me too.
At first, I thought that she was reliving the same event. Like, Groundhog's in slightly Day? Different ways. Yeah. Because she kept going to that place, she kept looking for this person.
And
like,
that same fucking arcade nerd was there every week.
So I was like, maybe she's stuck or something. Like, and then we saw different time periods. I'm like, oh, okay, something else.
And Tucker's reminds me so much of Flynn's.
Yes, I get that impression.
From
first.
Tron. Get like, the look of it reminds me of Flynn's from Tron. Just
look it up, maybe it is.
It could be.
I'm looking it up right now, Tony.
Because it had the same 80s style.
The exterior.
Even if it isn't, I'm going to tell you what it is.
That's fine. Yeah, God, it was just so good.
Yes,
the acting was fantastic.
The acting was
really, really good.
Yep.
And the one thing that you guys aren't aware of, because you haven't seen other episodes, they don't recycle actors. All the actors are new for every episode.
This might surprise you, but even if they did, I wouldn't notice.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you probably would.
Wash was on TV the other day, and I didn't even know it until Kayla pointed it out. So
he was on Arrested Development.
Yeah. Didn't notice.
Because in your mind, Wash is dead.
He's a leaf on the wind, baby.
Or he's got a big hole in his chest, one of the two. You just don't, if you don't see the big hole in his chest, that can't be Wash.
Kind of brings up another little question, too. If you really could, were given this sort of an opportunity, would you take it, too?
Yes. I've established this already.
I don't know. There's like, this does not really seem like a choice. Like, there's no downside.
No.
There's no...
The downside is... you. Don't get to continue in the natural like cycle.
Oh, I thought this was when you die, you have the opportunity to continue.
I feel like not today.
Yeah, like not shed my physical form and then
40 or 50 years from
ascend
now
ascend to the cloud.
Yeah, I don't think this was. They weren't letting anybody do this.
They weren't.
Okay, no. Yeah, but I that still doesn't change my like. A reason why you wouldn't want to do this is if you don't want to live in like an artificial existence. You want to continue. With life as it's supposed to be, which death is supposed to be a part of life.
Sure.
I'm not giving like a value judgment. I'm just saying like I can
right.
see.
Right. No, that,
people...
that's the argument.
Yeah.
I think it depends on if the people that I want to be with.
I'm right here
forever.
I'm right here.
If you make it,
this is embarrassing.
If you don't make it, I don't. I don't want to be there. If the podcast.
Well,
continue.
I wrote a speech for this too. I took a speech writing class last semester, guys.
There was a poll done with people a few years ago to find out how long people would live if they could choose how long they would live.
20 minutes.
150 years. Like 80% of respondents said 150 years.
150 years?
A handful of people said 300 years. I think it was less than 2% said forever.
I think because most people understand that forever isn't...
Dude, I don't want to live forever.
It depends on quality of life.
Well, also and depends really, on... Really. That's quality of life thing, too, is a society can change so much that you're going to be the biggest alien there.
I mean, not everybody's living forever.
See, that's a bullshit thing. And it's the one thing I don't like about stories. This. Yeah, I don't like stories like that. That those characters seem to be
anachronistic,
locked. Yeah, they seem locked in this time period. You know what? I lived through the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I'm not locked in any one of those periods. I might have an appreciation for things and a nostalgia for things from those periods. But you know what? I don't own any parachute pants. Hey. I don't own a members-only jacket.
I can tell you something, and you will understand that a lot of people are locked in a time period.
You own members-only jackets.
Make America great again. That's make not America locked. Great again. Those people are locked.
I don't think that's it, man.
Those people are locked in a time.
There's a lot of people who are still reliving their high school
They are, days. But also there's a message that Trump has that appeals to those people that isn't actually sinister in nature.
He wants...
Yeah, but there's a group of people who are locked in a time period
that 80%
that isn't as woke. Like, to
I get what you're saying. That
you're right, but they're not locked in the time period. They're locked in the idea.
But there's a social like consciousness that changes as we progress, and like there are people who cannot get with the times. Like,
but not in all areas.
No. I mean, but there are a lot of people who do that. My grandparents are still locked in their racist mentality.
I mean, how many people are like, they're old, you know, let them be. Like, they come from a time where that was acceptable. Like,
yeah,
sure. But at the same time, those aren't the people who are going to want to evolve.
No.
And they're not, but they're also never, they were never prepared to.
But those are the Lestat people.
That's Lestat.
That's all I'm saying.
Those are the people that also think that after the age of 60, they're on borrowed time.
Womp, 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 womp.
And they don't want the blacks taking any more of their time.
Well, they should hurry the fuck up at the grocery store and stop returning the goddamn oranges.
Oranges? What the fuck are we even talking about?
That's what you did then. You turned oranges.
They were bad.
Yeah. That was a full $2 you spent on those oranges, man. Get your ass back to the store.
Wow.
You know how much $2 was when I was a kid? It was a lot of damn money.
It was $2. I wouldn't live forever if I had the opportunity. That seems like a really boring existence.
Well, and the nice thing about their system is they said it in the movie, when you're done, you can just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know. Well, that wasn't your question, though. Your question was talking about the poll, about
the
people.
World. Oh, yeah. The world that they established in the virtual world that they showed us wasn't compelling to live in long term. Now, if it was, if there was a library of great works and plays and movies and
different
music
world.
and worlds you could visit and
where you still learn things.
Yeah, a reason to still grow. If you're just maintaining a flatline existence where it's just
you go to the club.
But yeah, but here's the thing about that. Let's make the assumption that they've digitized.
There's only strangers you can bang till they're not strangers anymore.
Right, pretty much.
They've digitized your entire like consciousness. So all of those things, the plays, the movies or whatever, you would never have to spend any time to get the experience from, because you would just instantly have the experience.
You wouldn't have to, but what if that was part of the experience, though?
Right.
I know that is part of the experience. The joy of, but like time at that point would mean absolutely nothing. So like, if you watched it 20 times speed or like a quarter speed, it's immaterial. Like to you, it's non-noticeable. It would be nothing.
So this is a good segue into something else I wanted to bring up.
Oh, Jesus,
no. So there's, I gotta talk about somebody else. Because they had the idea. There's a webcomic. What's it called?
WienerFaceMcNab.com/org.
G.
.ru.
Order of the Stick.
Order of the Stick. Okay.
Oh, oots.
Where they establish different levels of the afterlife. The first level is all about
Dante?
The first level is all about your base urges. Being hedonistic, having sex, all this other stuff. It's very physical. Eating tons of food. And then as you go up in the levels, it's
lower.
They're essentially on a mountain. As you climb the mountain, you achieve higher levels of consciousness and like spiritual satisfaction, and you leave behind those things. So like if these people are just using this system, like those other things could exist.
You mean they're climbing Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Sure. But they haven't gotten past that initial level yet. They haven't gotten bored and wanted to, I don't know, do
There's
something
no
else.
There's no indication that is...
Do what, though? That's the thing.
I mean, if it was me, I would want to know things, so I'd be studying.
Okay, but your brain is already digitized. You know them.
No.
You know them.
That isn't a satisfying way to learn.
What is more satisfying about spending 8 hours reading a book and then taking a test about on it?
Oh, it's not taking a test.
I'm not talking about standardized testing. That's not how real people learn.
I like to learn by doing and having experiments, not by just...
Core concept in the afterlife.
You're going to be very disappointed with math, I think. That's going to be a lot of I'm not experimenting.
I'm not a math person. I can write a program to do math for me.
I don't know. It just sounds really boring. Like, your life is defined by the fact that you have a finite amount of time.
That's
what gives the things you do value. Like, if you have an infinite amount of time, you can just never accomplish anything because you can always just get to it later.
Right.
But can you imagine the creativity that could come from someone who has passed on? Imagine if somebody like...
Nikola Tesla.
No, not even that. Like, not even that. Like, imagine now if David Bowie and Freddie Mercury could create music together and we could still experience it.
I bet they would fuck.
From the other side, probably.
Beethoven.
I bet they would be fucking constant.
That would be their baseline.
Yeah.
Beethoven's and Motley Crue.
Yeah. He would lay down a sick guitar riff to that.
I bet he had a Segway guitar. Like, he could ride it around.
Probably.
I don't like Prince.
No, I mean, not even from the idea of consuming things as someone in the afterlife, but still being able to create and put things back into the world. If it's all digitized, why can't that come back?
Then why do we need the people for that?
What people?
There still are the people.
I know. Why do we need the people for that? We've got the programming capacity for our representations of people to create new things. We have the programming capacity to just create programs that will just make new things.
Sure.
Art?
We already make artificial intelligence.
We can already completely digitize somebody's consciousness. Why is a program that makes art not? We have already created an artificial person. Why is it strange to have a step that is like just actually an artificial person?
Yeah, but the purpose of this environment isn't for the people who are still alive to get things. It's for the people who are dying to continue to be alive.
Or to at least experience life that they never did get to experience. Yeah.
Because people, like, nobody gives a fuck what a computer is drawing. Like, you don't, like, that doesn't interest people. Like, if you see a really well-done drawing and you know that a human being did it, like, that's something completely different. Like, you have a completely higher level of, not interest, not
appreciation. Respect,
appreciation for that.
Why?
Story. Tell me, like, does it interest you when a computer can spit out like mad?
No, because it's not hard for the computer,
right?
But it was difficult for the person.
Yeah,
I recognize that they spent years of their life honing this art down to produce this work. Like, it's a representation of something that somebody's dedicated their finite amount of time to.
So what?
The computer doesn't have a finite amount of time.
So what if you're just using this extension of life? Is just a little more time to hone your skills more.
Or what if you want to experience other things?
No. Well, what's the practical difference between that and you're just writing a program to do
it? The way this works best is if there's an economy that lives in the afterlife, either an economy of time or resources available to the entities that are alive in the afterlife.
This is why you didn't vote for Bernie, isn't it?
I did.
I don't think the economy is going to matter in 20 or 30 years like that.
It's not going to matter like that.
That's not what I mean. I'm not talking about for the people who are alive. For the people... So in a video game...
Our society is built on scarcity.
Right. If there's no scarcity, there's no drive to create.
Oh, no.
There's no...
That's not true. Hold on. Look at Minecraft. There is no scarcity of resources in Minecraft.
There is scarcity of resources.
There absolutely is.
How?
Mm-hmm. I have to go get them.
Time.
You literally don't.
Some things are slightly more difficult to acquire.
You can just put it on the mode where you don't need to.
Yeah, you can just put it on creative mode.
No one plays in creative
mode. Lots of people.
I know.
People have made the whole fucking...
I know they do. But you know what? Here's the thing about it.
But it's that's the same thing. I don't play the game because it's not interesting.
It's the same thing for space engineers for me. I cannot play the creative mode because to me it is so much more valuable that I have gone and mined the asteroid to get the stuff. It's the same thing with Minecraft. I never play creative mode either.
So I think it's bullshit.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. Because it's not like you didn't work for it.
Playing God mode in video games is dumb. It's boring. There's nothing to it.
That's how Luke plays so we can get to the story.
This world isn't straight up God mode, but there isn't a scarcity of resources.
You literally just proved Alex's previous point where you said you could just have knowledge and experience downloaded to you when that's not what you want. You want to go through the experience. It's the same thing with art. You don't want to just know how to paint something. Like, there's a process learning how to do these things that's much more
fulfilling.
Then you're the Matrix.
Valuable is the word I was going to say.
So if there's a scarcity to the art, or a scarcity to the amount of time you can use doing something, or to the speed at which you can do it, those are all economies that could be built into a system of the afterlife that could be represented in this world. People aren't doing everything instantly. They're walking through the world. They're driving places. They're walking from building to building. They're dancing through the course of a song. They aren't just experiencing the song. They're living through those moments. Now, whether those moments take 2 seconds in their time or the full 3.5 minutes of the song, we don't know, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The economy is built in that time passes.
So let me put it to you this way. So right now I'm a software developer.
Boo.
Are you?
Maybe I wanted to see what it was like to be a carpenter. In this afterlife, I could spend 20 years building people's houses at different time periods each. Right? I could.
Why would you spend the entirety of your free afterlife working?
To see what it's like. That's
people enjoy that.
But would it be working? There are people that build things as hobbies, and that's what they do when they're not working.
In my mind, like, that would just be a new interesting thing that I could learn and do and experience. Like, I could see what it's like to be a blacksmith in the Middle Ages, right?
Ooh, I didn't think that's where he was going with that.
Me neither. That is not where I thought that was going.
They could have, like, occupational DLC that you could purchase.
Like, you
be baker. Like,
yes, the baker like, expansion.
Milliner.
Like, all these.
Where does the baker get the flour?
These different experiences would be what's attracted me. I could entertain myself for probably 1 million years.
I would not want to live for 1 million years.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You wouldn't have to.
All of that stuff.
I don't even want to simulate living for 1 million years. I
don't
want
to simulate.
That's one thing.
Hearing Alex talk about all these experiences, Adam, after the 1 million years,
you could spawn a clone of yourself and fuck him.
I could. That is the most appealing argument.
Wait, they don't have the power to spawn other beings.
Why not? Control C, Control V. Trust me, he'd be autonomous. But I know he'd be down to fuck. Because if he's not, then they did something wrong and their software's broken.
That's not an exact copy.
Control C, Control V, Control V.
Oops. So anyway,
there are 20 of those guys in a circle. Oh, that's what's going on.
This is the longest mamba. Oh, God.
It's 9 dudes to carry each of us, and then they walk back and forth. So Tony, we have
this
tapped
the weirdest
into,
human centipede.
We have tapped into a large section of erotic fan fiction I've written.
You make like the Adam Voltrons, and then the giants fuck. No, I don't know where I'm going with this anymore.
That's a good story. I remember that for later.
Chapter 3 is going to get written tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would download my consciousness and continue in San Junipero.
You wouldn't like to experience different, like...
You're not in the same time periods, are you? Because experiencing different time periods for me is way different than it would be for you.
No, for me, it would mainly just be experiencing
like
different professions.
Blacksmith in whatever ages you said... No, I don't want to have anything to do with those ages.
Right, yeah.
Like, the Renaissance fairs are not even close to accurate.
Honestly, pretty much anything before the 90s, and that's like, maybe no.
I mean, I would just
have you ever gone shopping with me, man?
Like, you could go back in time and join the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, I would
I don't
do
want
that.
To do that. Right, well, that is not a good... Like, there are specific dangers inherent to being what I am that you would not have to face.
This conversation borders on... Have you guys watched Westworld yet?
No.
I've watched episode 1.
Yeah, so this conversation borders on some of the ideas that surround that show. It's a world. It's the future. It's the far future. Where they have basically an amusement park that very rich people can go to that's populated by robots that look, act, smell like humans. And you can do whatever you want to them because you know they're not human.
Oh.
And they're you live in the West. Yeah. No. Literally, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Those are the time periods you would visit.
You wouldn't do whatever you wanted to them, or you wouldn't want to do the things that we're groaning at.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do the things that you're groaning
at. But you don't have to.
But
they're not forced.
But that's where a lot of those people are. They're not people.
They're not people.
They're constructs.
Constructs are people to me.
Is it?
Constructs are people to me.
What?
Yeah. If I couldn't.
Are you trying to start a movement here?
Murder and rape and pillage or whatever these people do to the robots.
So you mean the authentic Renaissance experience?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Then I would probably join the robot uprising to fight back.
No spoilers, Tony. I can feel them bursting out of you.
People are abusing robots. Chapter 2 is Robot Uprising. I'm just like, I haven't seen this yet.
Honestly, that was episode 1.
Do the robots have a better healthcare plan?
Probably. Especially if Trump gets elected. So
I don't know. I would have to see the world and how it would work, how it would exist. There's too much ambiguity. Because, and the world that they presented in this episode, I think it would be interesting to visit
once.
Yeah, like nostalgia therapy, where they were talking about it helps people with Alzheimer's and to relive some of those memories they had of those times when they were younger, when they were healthier, when they were mobile. I think that would be interesting. If I make it to 90 years old and, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, I think it would be interesting to go back to a time.
Right now.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm just sitting my ass down in a chair talking to people.
I mean, I understand why Yorkie did it, because she literally never got a chance at life. Like, she's quadriplegic at 21, and for 40 years she was laying like that, so.
Which I thought was brilliant how they represented it in every aspect, including the fact that she didn't dress any more differently than she did back then.
Mm-hmm.
She never had the experience of being in the 90s and 2000s watching movies from the 80s to see the ridiculous fashions that people
represent
the time. All she had was the time she was there. Right. Yeah. I like that. I like that she was a virgin. She was a lesbian. And they represented those things reasonably and respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And it all made sense.
Yeah.
And they paired her up with someone who'd had all those experiences and was essentially trying to capture a bit of lightning in a bottle there.
So we only saw like 4 locations in this episode. Like, to put it in perspective, this episode was like the size of a Sims game.
Yep.
An old Sims game, not one of the new ones. I'm sure the new ones are huge.
They aren't really.
No. Like,
as a matter of fact, the new Sims game is smaller than the previous Sims.
Like, we didn't see a lot. So, like, in
fucking mood bubbles.
Mm. You saw the outer area of the town. You saw the Quagmire. You saw the beach. You saw the beach house
and some hospital rooms.
And a cafeteria.
I'm talking about in San Junipero.
So, like, if we looked at this, like, this game is nowhere near the size of like Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, Grand Theft Auto 3 was big. Well, this virtual reality is smaller than Grand Theft Auto. Instanced.
I also feel like San Junipero is the
like the gold standard.
It's one element.
I think it's a zone. I think it's the temp zone. Mm-hmm. Like the zone for the noobs.
Temp zone.
That for the
introduction.
It's the demo zone.
Oh god.
It's the demo
trials
world.
1 through 10.
What do they call it? The trial period.
By the way, at level 10 you unlock scissoring.
It's the fucking Badlands
spell.
No wait, what was that place in WoW that we would fly over and everybody's just a fucking idiot in the desert?
Tanneris.
No.
Thousand Eels.
No.
The Barons.
The Barons. It's the Barons.
There's two
Barons.
Oh, yeah, you fly over it and you get into the chat.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking stupidity. just pure toxic sludge.
It is. And then Mankirk's wife, and then you're out.
And then you get to the other side and you're like, ah.
They split the Barons into 2 zones now.
Oh, great. So now there's 2 toxic zones. Or is it all in one?
No, they're separate.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that questions definitely me is like, how does Tucker Systems keep this setup running if all their...
Yeah, what happens if those servers fail?
Well, I just assume that, but in their world, Bernie was president, and that's just what they do.
Well, you,
Elon Musk service. Installed fucking solar panel roofs on every house there.
At the end,
you see... So we have an energy surplus.
And the roads and, like...
At the end, you see the robot arm putting people in, and you see the person going down and checking on the servers and the nodes and stuff, so, like...
Was there a person?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just very hard to see.
Yeah, she, I don't know who it was, but I want to say it was a she walking down, checking the racks, making sure all the lights
are... That's went. Really the fiction of this. Female computer sex. This is the dark reflection of our society.
It's right? Too real.
Yeah, that's the part they meant to be dark. The very end, it's a woman after their computers.
This could have been dark.
No!
They could have very easily been like, hey, this is what the rich people get to do when they die, and here's the poor people.
You I see assume some... this is expensive.
I assume that
they neither one of those assisted living facilities that we're in looked cheap.
They were nice. So either at this point in the future,
we've done away with money and everything is a
yeah. Or they've done away with poor people.
I was gonna say
invented a virus. Grind them up to make Soylent the machines.
Green.
That's how they feed the rich people.
I was gonna say we don't need resources anymore. That's where I was going to go.
You and Musk.
Or Tucker Systems is a philanthropic organization.
I did think it was clever how Tucker Systems was the name of the company, was the name of the bar. That so, was I liked that.
As I was watching this, I was thinking that the people in the computers could be doing tasks that would earn Tucker money. Like, they could have a job.
Like an economy.
Like, if this was necessary, like, the person in there could be... Renaissance
blacksmith.
Like, the person in the simulation could be doing somebody's taxes, right? Somebody from the outside.
Or writing more code for Tucker Systems. Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't get past this Renaissance blacksmith thing. All right, let me unpack this. All right. So here's the thing. You want to be Renaissance blacksmith for the experience.
Yeah.
But you've already cherry-picked out parts of the experience you don't want.
Yeah.
I wouldn't...
So, what is that, like, those two
you wouldn't have and... to... You wouldn't have to because... become physically fit in the ways necessary to be a blacksmith.
So you wouldn't need the years of conditioning to do it. So you'd just show up and start.
You wouldn't have to show up with that one right arm that's just massive.
And like your normal scarred, size.
And scarred and has no hair on it because it's always in the furnace. Burnt.
Also, I assume that you wouldn't want it to smell like the Renaissance, so just shit everywhere all the time.
I would probably want it to be as authentic as possible, but if I saw somebody being raped in front of me as a blacksmith, I'm going to take that person, the other person out with a fucking tack hammer or something.
But then you've already altered the...
Sure. Like, I don't mind paying for those consequences.
So your Renaissance blacksmith trip is actually a trip to the medieval dungeon after you killed the Lord when he raped some chick on her marriage night.
Yeah, sure. Or I become the Lord.
So when are you the blacksmith in this scenario?
No, yeah, when do you get the time to be a blacksmith?
Because it seems
you're
like
the dungeon blacksmith.
The roleplay is beheaded prisoner.
So let me put it to you this way. Maybe I could just experience Skyrim.
Or you just,
that seems like a more reasonable thing to me.
All right,
but then would you kill the people in Skyrim?
I would go through the blacksmithing tree in Skyrim so I can learn to be a fucking blacksmith.
But would you kill the dragons? Where's this line?
I don't know.
Where's this line for? I need to know. Would you kill the people?
Why do you play games that you kill people?
Yeah.
People aren't constructs.
Oh, but you just everything said constructs are people.
Yeah.
I did say
you
constructs.
Did say
so hold on. I meant the NPCs in the video games are not constructs to me.
Why not?
What is the difference between the NPCs in the video game and the NPCs in your Renaissance blacksmith time?
Committing an act of evil? What? I guess is what would allow me to kill somebody. Whether it's a construct or a human, if I saw somebody raping somebody in front of me, I would try to kill or subdue the rapist.
Kill or subdue?
Why don't you try to stop the rape? Like, yeah. Step one.
Yeah, that's like... That's my...
Kill or subdue like a bear? Like, offer?
Strip men. Down, oil up. All right, a wrestle. But you would play Skyrim. Like, if you could just, like, inject yourself into Skyrim.
Yeah, but even in Skyrim and in most...
You indiscriminately kill a lot of people.
No.
You've never just gone on a killing rampage.
Oh, not in Skyrim. In Fallout.
Enter video game here.
In Fallout New Vegas, I wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Okay, but you did. You did see what would happen. You
played a shit ton of... what the fuck is that game everybody loved?
Everybody would love?
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
That's not... There's a difference. I'm just
trying to understand what's the difference, though?
If that's the purpose of the world, that you can do whatever you want.
No, but you wanted to do that. Like,
you made the choice to do that. You didn't have to play that game. You don't have to do that.
Every time I ever played Grand Theft Auto, my point in the game was to follow as many laws as I possibly could. It's really difficult, by the way.
Because if you slightly nudge something, come on! It's a fender bender!
And then I stop at the stoplights and somebody comes up behind me and rams me, and then the police are after me and I'm running through the streets. I don't know what's going on.
So the difference, I understand artificial intelligence, and I differentiate that to the NPC in Grand Theft Auto.
I don't understand what you just said.
There's a difference to me between the NPC police officer in Grand Theft Auto and artificial intelligence.
But you are also artificial intelligence.
I could potentially be artificial intelligence right now.
No, I mean, in the scenario in which your consciousness has been replicated in a machine.
No, I understand.
You are artificial intelligence.
Yep, and I'm telling you that I could potentially be artificial intelligence right now.
I understand that. All right. I'm glazing past that because there's nowhere for that conversation to go. Where you say, I could be artificial intelligence right now, and I say, yeah, you could. And then we're at the end. Discussion.
So what level of intelligence does your artificial intelligence need to be before
I don't know, a squirrel?
Level 10?
But... The original conversation had to do with that show you guys were talking about.
Westworld,
which has constructs.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So what, where is your line?
Because what do you consider artificial intelligence? Because these constructs have scripted dialogues that they're given based on certain scenarios. They are instructed to choose their dialogues. Like, they may have multiple dialogues for romance or multiple dialogues for gambling, or depending on the scenario that's presented to them while you're in the brothel.
I would imagine that these constructs in Westworld, which I haven't seen, have the ability to self-modify their code.
They do not.
They don't have the ability to adapt and change their behavior?
No. Their behavior is established for them. Because they follow narratives. They create narrative storylines that you or walk through. Very similar to your NPCs. They're given a little more autonomy.
It's more or less Skyrim.
Is there a robot uprising? Just throwing that out there.
Spoiler. That
if there's a robot uprising, they have the ability to modify their own
code. I've seen the first episode. You cannot have a show about artificial people as robots that does not turn into a robot uprising.
If they aren't obeying their scripts, they have the ability to modify their own code, which means they're self-aware and they're sentient and...
False.
Where I am in the story,
Spoiler, that's false.
Almost happened.
But that's not the way it happens.
No.
It will be different from that.
Spoiler. Sorry.
I know what the premise of this show is. That's why I think it's going to be better than Game of Thrones. Because, the metaphysical aspect of it is going to be a lot more interesting than the, generic fantasy world. A lot more. Because this conversation right now is going to be the examination of this season. I'm trying to suss... Okay, so this blacksmith thing that I cannot get past.
Oh my god.
Okay, so here's the thing. But you say you want the experience of being a blacksmith in the Renaissance, but you don't actually want to interact with any of the people of the Renaissance, in any authentic way. So you just want to do blacksmithing stuff.
Sure.
Why do you need to be a Renaissance blacksmith? Why don't you just be a blacksmith in just an empty garage?
That sounds boring.
What about the other thing is not... what is the interesting thing about the Renaissance, though?
To be given an actual task to complete, to create a set of armor that has to hold up in a fight or something,
So you would get into fights.
To give an actual objective. No, not me. Whoever I'm making the armor for.
But they would get into fights.
Sure.
Non-lethal fights?
No, lethal fights. If they're choosing to fight, I don't have a problem with that.
But they're not real.
Okay.
But the scenario is what you want the scenario to be.
No, the scenario is what, what
I'm presented with. So you're dictating what they're doing.
No.
So what would you do in your downtime?
As a blacksmith?
Yeah.
Oh. Swim.
Renaissance blacksmith.
Swim, show people that the water's not dangerous.
Assuming that...
teach them how to boil water and not shit in the well.
That is not what I expected
at all.
Teach the people the water is not
Alex, shit. I had so many things in my face brain. Okay, you're gonna... You've created a village to teach these things to.
Sure.
So you've put the village there.
Not me personally. I'm a black
village.
No, you're not. No, you're not a blacksmith.
He would be the god king.
You've created the scenario and experience you want.
The blacksmith king of the village.
That means what you want is you want ignorant peasants to educate. That's the experience you want.
Blacksmith king.
That's the experience you want.
No, I think that's just what the Dark Ages were.
Alex they're the ignorant, Unraper.
They're ignorant peasants.
The chain lifter.
He can build all the toys.
The light of the Dark Ages.
First of his name.
You keep saying that you want this experience.
Sure.
But you are defining what that experience is.
You mean I'm defining it right now, or I would be defining it in this virtual reality?
You would be defining it in the virtual reality.
No, they would just have a Renaissance simulator? ROM to run.
Why would they just like, have that?
Why do they have the 80s ROM? The 80s sucked.
Not if you were born in the 70s or the late 60s. Or Tony. Tony didn't hate the 80s. Lena. Lena loves the 80s.
She loves... What's his...
Look, I...
Dick dong.
If this is a...
What's his dick dong?
Duck. What's dick dong? What is
long
his name?
Long duck dong?
Long dick
dong. Long duck dong. Jesus. Get a little racist with that shit. Sexist and racist all at once.
I can't racist.
Okay, all right.
Long duck
dong. So they have the Renaissance ROM.
Okay.
In the Renaissance ROM, there is killing and raping.
But is there a long duck dong?
There is a lot of that. It's like a really awkward Easter egg the programmer put in there. He's like that stereotypical like Dungeons and Dragons, like the monk. You know how it's like a super racist stereotype of like Eastern mysticism, but in Dungeons and Dragons fantasy? So like it always ends up poorly. Like just always is a bad
he's
Asian
a monk,
accent.
Yeah, but he's Bruce Lee.
Yeah, he's a bad Asian accent. What? How? What do you interact with there? Like how does that?
I don't know. I'm not in the ROM. I don't know what... Listen, I
want to know what experience you're looking for.
That is specific to being a medieval blacksmith that, like...
Because that there you are want elements to go of that into time that time you period. Don't want.
Because you'd also dial in to very specific ideals that you'd want the story, the narrative to have. Because you don't want it to be realistic in terms of that it's a war-torn area where there could be... There could be raiders coming to the town, which is going to rape and pillage. Or
I mean that
you could have passing soldiers of your kings that are just as likely to rape and pillage.
That could be part of the quest.
And you won't be able to educate the people because you will also believe the water is evil.
The water is evil.
No,
spoiler alert.
I would think you would maintain
twist
your knowledge.
The water is
no, I'm just saying,
evil.
Like, you wouldn't have the authentic blacksmith experience because... You know that the water is not evil.
Look, I mean,
and that showering isn't a terrible thing. You didn't take off the armor. Just saying. Well, he's not a witch.
Shit! Somebody save me and swim.
Oh no, that water's evil.
This water is evil. It was the other one. The other one is fine.
I don't know. I just think it would be interesting to experience different time periods, even if they're bad.
I know, but here's what I'm struggling with. If you have the ability to control the entirety of your environment...
You don't.
Why wouldn't you?
She didn't.
What about her...
They had to obey the laws of gravity. They had other people they're interacting with. Yeah, they did. They wrecked their car. She landed on the road. Or the
but she didn't feel beach anything. She could dial in her pain.
Oh yeah, like you have some adjustments on like sensitivity. First off,
it never explicitly says that you can't fly.
That reminds me that when she's sitting on top of the building, she says something like, I hope you have
your pain. Your pain.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Your pain sensitivity dialed to zero.
And I was really confused.
No, it had something to do with like her pain sensitivity or something like that.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Dialed to one or dialed to zero or something. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, clearly...
The physics thing makes no sense either. Like, there's no reason why they would have to drive and could not just fly.
Why this whole place wasn't like Second Life, I didn't understand. Yeah, why all of a sudden they just didn't start flying.
What? Because these people wanted...
They want a because real life experience.
Because there's an economy to
they it. Wanted a defined reality.
They've defined because they've defined parameters by which they must live through instead of just existing.
It's just like the reason why when you play Minecraft, you don't play it on God mode. You have the ability. It's there.
It's just not as satisfying.
Right. But your resources are virtually limited. Just throw that out there.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't you just Dr. Manhattan walk around with a big blue dong 40 feet tall all the time?
I already do. It's very stressful.
Like, somebody asked me this recently. Like, what... If you could go to any time period, what time period would you go to?
Medieval blacksmith.
I said, like, literally none of them have interest to me.
I'd probably try
as that. A woman, like, it's a very difficult, like...
I'd probably try 100 years from now and hope for the best.
You know, the future's the way to go. So it's not going to get much worse in the future.
I'd go 100 years from now and see if we made it.
It could.
Probably will.
Made it to what?
In 100 years.
Made it to what?
Well, hold on. Here's just the real question.
Exist?
How quickly can I come back if it's not going to work out?
No, you can't come back.
Can I just take a peek?
Yeah. Like, do I get like a little recall button? So, like, when I show up and it's a nuclear winter?
No.
And just boop.
Yeah, I would rather I would rather jump forward 100 years not knowing what is going to happen than jump backwards.
Oh, yeah. No one wants to go back. What?
Except he just said he wanted to.
If I had to pick one, yeah.
I get what you're saying. I'm never going to get past this blacksmith thing.
Or I could jump forward a million years and watch the Earth get swallowed by the sun.
I saw that episode of Doctor Who.
I saw that episode of Futurama.
Here we are.
I've seen every episode of Futurama.
Me too.
So that answers the question, what are you doing with your life?
Well, that's one experience you don't have to simulate.
Oh, I would jump into Futurama.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
First of all, just to go through those air tubes in New York.
Accepted. Continue.
Like riding through a pneumatic tube.
And then the death, like the death casket.
The suicide booths?
Yeah, the suicide booths.
Those are funny. Now, everything about Futurama... It's like our world, but just as fucked up with more technology. That interests me. like everything's just as broken. We still have corrupt politicians.
Why is that interesting to you?
I'm just curious to see how things would play out.
You've seen how things have played out over like 13 seasons.
Yeah.
But the story never really changes either. It always resets.
Right, it never...
Yeah, but I mean...
You know why it resets? Because it's timeless. There's no loss. Nobody has to die. Nothing has to change.
Are you saying nothing gold can stay?
I am.
I would not go to San Junipero.
No?
Oh, I'd go for one night. I'd probably go for more than one night.
I'd go for the trial. Yeah, that's interesting. But I don't know if I would download my consciousness.
Not to San Junipero. If there was a wider world, I would consider it, but I would have to see the wider world and have to know who is populating it.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to go
without having
people I know there.
I really think San Junipero is just like the Barrens, and there's a shitload of other places that you can go.
The Barrens?
Maybe. Yeah. But I would want to know people there. I mean, that's just it. I'm more social than that. I like interacting with other people.
I mean, I would build a fucking castle. I would Minecraft myself a castle.
Well, sure.
Don't get me wrong.
You could have instanced housing.
What?
You could have instanced housing.
All right. But I want the experience of building my own castle where other people can see it.
Sure.
I don't want it to be instanced.
You don't want it to be instanced?
No. I want it to be a place other people can not go to, all but right. they can look at from a distance.
All right.
Do you know what I do in World of Warcraft more than I do anything else?
No.
I collect rare mounts.
Oh, cyber? Yeah.
So that I can ride around cities and people were like, where'd you get that mount? And then I'd be like, oh, yeah.
I think we all just kind of assumed that.
Yeah. My druid manipulates wood. You ever fucked as a bear? And then a manatee.
Wait, what? And then a tiger. Bear City Bears.
Bear City?
He wasn't even... He didn't even watch that movie.
No, he didn't.
There's a dungeon in WoW under the ocean where they make you a big version of yourself for some part of the fight. But when you're the druid in bear form, your entire screen is just your bear ass. You bear can't see anything else. So you're just like mashing buttons. Am I doing stuff? Sorry.
A dungeon doesn't drop a mount.
No, it doesn't.
I know.
How many mounts don't you have?
I don't really want to talk about it. Currently, I believe there are 350 mounts in the game.
Jesus.
I just crossed over to 142, I think.
You mean passed over?
Crossed over.
What are you doing with your life?
I mean, I'm clearly missing 200 mounts, so not enough.
Yeah. Why are you here?
They're very difficult to get. There is a giant chicken mount that you can get. It comes from...
Chocobo?
Yeah, it's a giant chicken. Like, it's actually a giant chicken. and it only comes from a rare drop from the collectible card game. So I went on eBay, just like a normal white-collar individual, and I'm like, if this card's $100, I'll probably buy it. $700 for the card. I was like, ugh.
So you're saving?
We'll see what happens when I get my bonus.
Fuck. That better be tax deductible. Mode of transportation.
Here's something that I have admitted to very few people. To get the Crazy Cat Lady title, you have to collect, it's like 15, 16 of the cat pets out of the 20 that are available in the game. Well, the Spectral Kitten is one of them, which is like a super rare whatever. I paid $120 for the loot card for it for Christmas for myself 2 years ago. No regrets. Like, I'm a fucking title.
Have you looked at how much time you've played recently?
No. Actually, it's really difficult to calculate across all, like, 12 characters.
They're not linked to one account?
They are. But you can't do a slash played on... The slash played will give you how many, like, physical hours you've played each character.
You can't look at, like, your Blizzard account?
I don't think it tells you.
I thought it used to tell you across... It used to tell you, like, per player... per character and per account.
No, it was... You're thinking it tells you how much time you've played at your current level and then how much time you've played total. But I don't think it tells you total across everything.
I don't remember.
I'll look it up tonight. But the number will be distressing.
That's your takeover this week.
Yes.
I don't
like minorities. Jesus, Alex Christ!
I don't have much else to say about this, unless you guys are going to drill me more about my choice of afterlife.
Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that I'm not going to forget about this, and next week I'm going to bring it up again after I've thought about it a little bit more. Because I actually feel like I'm way underprepared for this discussion.
So clearly, they're getting sensory experiences out of this.
Sure, they have some sort of neural hookup.
Where is the next fuck question coming from?
It's not a fuck question.
I bet it is.
It's about food. Like, could I experience different foods?
They sure. drank.
Yeah, but is that the same thing as, like, going to, like, get rare and exotic foods that you can't just get?
Like lion?
Well, sure.
I can't imagine why not. I don't know how you would...
If they could code...
Program it effectively.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Because I was just thinking, this past weekend was when I was in Chicago and I had my Jibarito, which was the first time I'd had that. It was just an amazing sandwich, by the way. Like experiencing new tastes and new sensations in that way would be a reason to continue existence.
So if food. If that's what you're into, I imagine it would be easy to recreate, like, most easy to come by foods, but like recreating the taste of like lion or human flesh or something like would be very problematic.
Why?
To code.
Why would it be any different from any other taste?
Because somebody would have to experience it to code it.
Well, undoubtedly somebody's experienced lion.
And human flesh.
And human flesh.
Human flesh is a big problem because like you can't even legally cut your own leg and eat it. Like cannibalism, straight up illegal.
Straight up illegal.
I don't know how you would be able to program that into the situation. And like there are a lot of things that are just
but people illegal to eat. Cook and eat placenta.
Yeah,
but at the point
that could probably be programmed.
At the time that you've digitized the entirety of somebody's consciousness, don't you have access to all of their experiences?
I mean, at that point, it's just
it's data.
You're taking it's proteins and fats at a certain percentage. I mean, meat is meat. And it's just a percentage of fat to protein that gives us various tastes.
And if they're already manipulating your perceptions of what you see and hear, why could they not just manipulate the way that you perceive the taste? This tastes chickeny to me.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means, but it tastes chickeny to me.
I feel
like... Because people also perceive tastes in different ways. Some people perceive the taste of black licorice...
As disgusting. True.
Yeah.
Where I, before the start of the podcast, took a shot of ouzo because I like the taste of black licorice.
That's because you're a fucking liar.
I do like the taste of black licorice.
I feel like to effectively recreate the taste of something, you would have to analyze somebody while they're eating it.
Why?
To see what receptors are firing, like what's going on.
Well, there are some people, what is it, cilantro?
Yes.
That it tastes like soap to some people, mm-hmm. and other people it doesn't. Yeah. So can you really?
I have an expectation of what most foods taste like already. They could just confirm what my expectation is on every food, and I would never know the difference.
I'll be like, bingo. Nailed it. Next.
Yeah. Every time.
I knew it. Next. I'm awesome. Next. All right.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of logistics things here that I think go away as problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like the taste of food, I think, is gone.
I don't think you could eliminate the taste of food.
The problem with it.
The problem with
it? I mean, you have the taste and the texture, because some people don't mind a taste of something, but they don't like the texture.
Oh, like onions.
You were talking about that last week.
Tomatoes. Mouthfeel is very important.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, tomatoes are gross, man. The gelatinous inside is not cool.
I don't like sun-dried tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with, but normal tomatoes, I don't.
That's weird. Enough.
No, you're weird. I'd rather eat pomegranate, and I don't like pomegranate. It's also gelatinous on the inside. There's little seed sacks.
A little jelly seeds.
Yeah.
Onions are a problem. They taste delicious, though.
They do taste delicious.
And, like, if you get raw ones, like, you order a bean and cheese burrito from Taco Bell, they used to put onions in them.
They still do.
Oh.
And you ask them for them without onions, and you take one bite, and they put onions in it. There's a
little crunchy little bit, just...
And your whole mouth tastes like onions for the rest of your life.
Fun story. That's why I didn't eat a Taco Bell for, like, 5 years.
What? No, it's not. You ate a Taco Bell.
Oh, I got burned out. Yeah.
You totally just made that memory up.
No, they always got the order wrong.
Like that time you were a medieval blacksmith.
He didn't eat there for 5 years because he was too busy being a medieval blacksmith.
That's right.
You ate there constantly in college, and then you wouldn't eat there anymore.
They were the only fucking place open after midnight. I forgot about that, but they always fucked up my order. I always had to go back.
This is why you have that huge
cheesy bean and rice burrito, no onions. God, I'm planning on making Alex get me one on the way home.
That's fair.
Okay.
Well, bring me one back before you head out.
Okay. They're so good. Was there something I wanted to...
Oh, you wanted to bring up...
Oh, male...
Birth control.
That birth control.
Oh, did you guys hear thing. About this?
Well, MVC.
It's still...
First off, I've heard talk about it.
I've heard off various forms of this for a while now.
Yeah.
It just seems like vasectomy is still the way to go.
It never fucking gets approved. Is this approved yet, or is this still in trials?
No, they just recently... There was a study only, that they had to stop.
Because it's only 96% effective, also.
But that's still more effective than condoms.
No, it also not. Takes 6
condoms
months
condoms are 85% effective.
That is not true.
That is true.
85% wait, effective?
Condoms are 85% effective.
Hold on.
We have no. a way to verify hold on. This information.
No. We have to... You need to qualify. Is that just any time a condom is used?
That
or
is,
any time a condom is used correctly?
That is with typical condom use, condoms are 85% effective.
Okay, so that with does perf- not mean used correctly.
With perfect... So, hold on.
When you flip it inside out to reuse it...
With perfect condom use, I believe it was something like... It was like 96 or 98%.
Yes.
But it was... And the way it works, though, that
the
percentage...
The advertised effective rate is like 99.8.
Yeah, yeah, but that's not the real... That's...
It depends on how hard you're fucking.
Well, so anyway, the... I did a bunch of... I'm pretty sure I got these numbers from Planned Parenthood, actually.
Damn it, I was waiting for him to say testing.
Yeah, I did a bunch of testing.
No, I'm pretty sure these numbers came from Planned Parenthood, but... The way they work is out of 100 couples, they follow those couples over the course of a year, and that's how many got pregnant over the course of a year. So it's not per instance, it's over a year's use
of
condoms.
For the male birth control, the 3 pregnancies that happen during the period of time where they're supposed to be using other contraceptive methods.
Because it takes like 6 months to cycle the shit up or some crazy thing like that.
Yeah. Is it 6 months?
It's a long time.
After you get a...
It's a long
for
time.
For the male one?
Yeah, and you don't have any indication that... It's ready.
Yeah, you're supposed
well,
to go
like
get a test
done.
Just
like with my Implanon, it was the same way. It's yeah. You're supposed to wait
yeah.
a period of time, but they tell you.
Well, with Implanon, I think it was only like 2 weeks or a month.
It was a month.
But like with even or, if I got a vasectomy today, I would have to masturbate regularly for 6 months before gross. I was out of sperm.
What?
No, that's what? That's real. They tell you to masturbate so that it clears you out faster.
Wait a minute, they need to tell you to do
that? Hold on, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's real.
That's not how your penis works.
Your penis are, if they cut the vas, that isn't
the vas deferens. You brought this topic up, don't cover your
it's
ears.
The vas deferens, if they cut it, like,
it just can't.
You can only possibly have sperm in the remainder of the tube, like right. all the way out your penis. That area is like, well, I mean, it comes together with your urethra, like, little junction triangle thing.
I know, isn't that, the vas deferens is the tube that connects
it does,
to your urethra,
I don't know,
right?
Yeah, I don't know what the fucking junction box is, though. Like you're talking about an area box. That's, like, about that size. I have huge fingers, by the way, for our female listeners.
After you get a vasectomy, sperm production continues for a period of time.
The sperm production never stops.
Yeah. They
all
just
it's
cut
doing
the
is
connection.
Cutting the tube.
Yeah. They all cut right. the tube so it doesn't go anywhere.
It takes 15 to 20 ejaculations after the operation to flush out remaining sperm.
To flush.
All right, so 15 to 20, that's like 3 days.
So like 3 or 4 days.
It says that...
6 months.
After it says after 2 to 3 months, you
those, like...
after 2 to 3 months, you should take a test to make sure you are still not.
Well, that's fair.
Time. So anyway, I was off by a few months.
One, I'm not gonna want to have 15 to 20 ejaculations the day or two after I had.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're not
fucking
gonna...
incise my scrotum and then cut pieces of me and then cauterize them. I'm not super interested in that.
Anyway, I think now they just like put some glue in there and they can install a switch now.
Wow, that doesn't seem good. That's the thing that takes 6 months.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, you turn that thing on, then you gotta wait 6 months. That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't think the shot, like... which is what the study is talking about, takes 6 months. That doesn't make sense to me because women already get the shot. Like it's.
Well, I mean, obviously,
so,
it doesn't work
well,
the same
I think this
way.
Is different.
Well, I know it doesn't. Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense to me that it would take 6 months.
If only there was a place we could go.
So this, so these new articles about that have come up in the last couple of days about this.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there was some articles that everybody was passing around that were apparently terribly misquoted and with really shitty headlines.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That then there were more articles that came out today that basically refuted a lot of the stuff they said. Mm-hmm.
So from what I've read, it's the same side effects as what female contraceptives have.
Yeah.
Similar. But the articles that were coming out today said there are far more instances of those side effects compared to modern birth control.
Well, hold on. That doesn't sound right.
In the males, the percentages of occurrence were far more than the percentages of occurrence with using modern birth control, modern female birth control. Now, if you're going to compare female birth control 50 years ago to this, there really weren't studies. They were pretty much just telling women to suck it up. No. This is how you don't get pregnant.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
24 weeks is what this CNN article says.
Is how long it takes?
Yeah.
That's just shy of 6 months.
Yeah.
But like the numbers were panning out that like of the 320 guys that were in this study across 10 different areas in multiple countries, there were 1,900 something, almost 2,000 occurrences of severe side effects, of what they classified as severe side effects. One person committed suicide, but they already said that had nothing to do with actually taking it. That was something else. 20 people flat out dropped out, but they didn't. It didn't sound like there was good methodology for determining why they dropped out. It sounds like there's a lot of misinformation. Sounds like some people jumped on the article and said, "Poor man, babies can't handle it," and
definitely.
then there are people who are coming out who actually read the underlying source material and said, no, that's not exactly what that means.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in the reaction of a lot of women, especially like in groups that I follow that are feminists, like in going out, well, this is what we deal with, especially because they kept saying not even like these are the side effects we deal with on birth control, which that's a completely different, but they were saying like this is what we have to deal with monthly on our period. And I was like, this is something I understand the underlying like bitterness about it, because there are a lot of serious side effects to women's birth control that have completely been like swept under the rug.
Osteoporosis.
But like,
well, a lot of the initial reactions when women would give their reactions to having birth control, they were just swept aside as they're just hysterical.
Right.
I mean, that's where the word hysterical comes from.
Right.
It's a slam against women, just using that word itself.
Well, I mean, but also even when I was getting birth control, like I have Implanon, which is the implant, or is it Nexplanon? I don't remember which one they gave me.
There's a couple of different ones.
It was either Implanon or they had just switched over from Implanon or from Nexplanon. I don't remember which one. But they told me straight up, like there are chances of depression, and there are, like, it increases, it's known to increase, like, suicide rates and yada, yada, yada. So,
blood
like,
clots if you smoke.
Well, that's one thing, like, but specifically what interests me is, like, the mental, like, emotional impact that has been the center of these debates recently, but... Mm-hmm.
Because those are coming from the hormones.
Right.
Right. Because this is all hormone treatment. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what the male injected birth control. It's a hormone injection to do with this. So it's going to cause,
I wonder,
not only physical changes, but depression and mood swings. And
I understand how female birth control works. Like, basically, it tricks trick your body into believing it's pregnant. How do you stop, like, men production from sperm hormonally? Like,
apparently, from what I was reading,
do you trick it into believing, like, there's no male menopause? Like,
it does something to the sperm to get them to stop wiggling.
Gross.
It basically turns.
You're basically the sperm. Shooting the corpses of sperm everywhere.
Ew. Yeah.
This is so metal.
Paralyzed sperm.
Oh, it's awful.
Spraying my dead sperm.
They're not even dead. They're not even dead. They're just non.
My zombie sperm.
Okay. No, they're just all high.
Paraplegic
vegetables.
Wouldn't they be uniplegic?
Uniplegic.
Just all the sperm come out with little pot leaf badges.
Racist and offensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least that's what one of the things I read was that it just stops them from wiggling, and that's how they do it. Like something in the hormones caused that to happen.
So isn't the liquid
semen?
The
Vasil gel?
The liquid vasectomy. Like, isn't that safer Vasil and easier? Gel? Is that what it's called?
Does it just fill the vas deferens?
It just plugs the vas deferens.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be somewhat reversible, but...
Yeah, it's...
They're all supposed to be reversible, allegedly.
I mean, all of them are reversible. Like, even if you just get a straight vasectomy, they can still reverse it.
Yeah.
It's just expensive as fuck.
And if you got enough left...
What?
Never mind. Dr. Cox went through a vasectomy, a reversal, and a revasectomy. Never mind.
Are you making a Scrubs joke?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard you make another joke from a different show.
That was surprising to me that he was going to Scrubs for that. That was well played.
Yeah. Anyway, you gotta have enough left. And apparently you're like super sore for a week after.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
They make an incision in your scrotum.
Apparently you walk like you just got off a horse for a few days.
You probably walk like you just had an incision in your scrotum.
Not me.
I mean, it can't feel any worse than getting an IUD.
I do not know.
I don't think the pain is as lasting.
I don't really. Yeah, I don't know.
Getting an IUD is supposed to be pretty painful from like firsthand experiences.
Isn't it much worse if you haven't had a baby yet? Like if you had a baby,
I don't know why you're looking at me like I have an insight into this.
I think it is
our resident IUD pain expert.
Don't you know this?
I think if you haven't had a baby, like getting an IUD is supposed to be like way worse.
I have no experience with any of this.
From my friends who have had IUDs, it's really painful. But I doubt if the pain is as lasting as having a surgical procedure because they don't like cut you. Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't want to do that.
I do want to get a vasectomy.
The thing with IUDs was when I was looking at like. Of options, they were like, we don't know how this works.
Oh no, those are the copper ones.
Okay.
The hormonal ones, they know how they work.
Okay, well still, when I was looking through options, they were like, we don't know how this one works.
What?
Yeah.
The copper IUD is essentially small or very few celled organisms die when they come into contact with copper. They just die.
It just didn't sound something... Like so like you want to shove into
so basically
more
your
corpses.
If you have a copper IUD, your fertilized egg hits it, and then it dies.
Is that
that's how it works?
Is that something that a vegan will be allowed to do?
Well, it's a human, and they don't care about humans, so maybe
it's not that I'm not allowed to kill things. Like,
but it's the hormone.
I generally frown on killing things.
The hormonal IUDs are.
I don't know. I'm just
keep it under control. But yeah. With that, like, I'm
I was
not
just
allowed
taking
to,
that to an extreme.
I'm not allowed to have a period either. Like.
Well, I guess, yeah.
So
true.
Obviously, I'm already a bad vegetarian. Like
you, fucking murderer.
Well,
sorry.
Shit. Might as well.
Where's the
throw
bacon?
Some bacon at the grill. If you're gonna go, I mean,
go where? San Junipero.
Right. San Junipero.
All right, well, I don't know about you guys, but I have got to get home. It's been a long day for me.
I understand.
I know. It's going to be a long drive back for Alex while I sleep in the back of the car.
All right. I'll call it quits.
Yep. See you next week for Idiocracy.
24 weeks is forever.
Next Tuesday, by the way.
Ooh. Yeah, next Tuesday.
Unfortunately, I'll not be here. I'll be in Alabama again.
For the election?
Yeah.
That's disappointing, especially in Alabama.
Yeah, I would be careful.
Yeah, maybe go in, maybe retire early that evening.
Yeah,
I probably will. I'll probably just turn off everything. And
what part of Alabama?
The northern part.
Is there a northern part?
Near Huntsville.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Alabama's rough.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
America is rough.
Oh, you still have to get it every month.
What? The mail shot? Yeah.
I mean, I'd
be there for a week and then over to Indianapolis for a week. And then we're after that.
We out?
No idea.
I'm still recording.
Oh.
I think definitely right, we'll you have to get right, every 3 months.
See ya. That's a good note to end on.
No, I don't know. I'm just
Cubs win.
No, it's tied 6-6. Wins extra innings.
It's just like 2011. Was that the Cardinals?
I don't know.
Seventh game. Did we tied. Lose?
I don't remember.
Freeze at that home
no,
run.
No, we won in 2011.
Yeah, that's exactly something. What I just said.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, the caught whole idea of the male birth control is
arousing.
I don't know. It's weird.
I'm in favor of it. I think. I don't know how to. I don't know anything about biology, so I'm not even going to finish the thought. I don't know how birth control works. So,
I mean,
tricks.
I think
it depends.
I think that. The best part about it is that it gives you the options to double your effectiveness if both people are using some sort of birth control.
It gives men more agency, too. And it doesn't put the onus completely on the woman.
But men have no agency in it. The agency is being taken away from men more and more about having children and about...
I disagree with that.
To be fair, men don't have children.
Right.
I don't carry a
baby. Yeah, but most like, men don't have sex to have children, and they don't want to have
I don't children, carry a baby so, for 9 months in my like, body, so.
You're relying on, or as Alex said, putting the onus on a woman to use birth control, like.
But ultimately, it's her decision whether or not the baby's going to, there's going to be a baby.
And yeah, I think but, that should be entirely her decision.
Yeah, but if you're a man.
But it is entirely her decision.
And I said it should be.
As a man, like, if you decide absolutely that you don't want to have a baby, you can be on birth control.
Or you can get a vasectomy.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's not 100% her decision.
Well, it's not 100% her decision, but...
I mean, she could want a kid 100%, but if I had a vasectomy, she's probably not going to get a kid from me.
Right.
No.
Right.
But,
so,
at that point, you could say, hey... I'm not producing the baby juice.
The no is 100%. The yes is reliant on outside factors.
So it gives you agency, because if your answer is no, then you can know that your body isn't capable of, well, mostly...
Should not be capable.
Yeah,
not 96% capable. Not capable.
If you get a vasectomy, I think it's 98%.
Like
listen,
condom.
I've won a lot of mount rolls lately. Low drop 0.5%. I don't like those odds. If I had a 4% mount drop rate, I would be running those instances daily if I could. I don't want that kind of... 4% is a big percent.
I'm looking up.
You don't have to worry about if the person you're sleeping with forgot to take her pill that day.
That
or,
does appeal.
You know, you don't have to rely on another person's whatever, or if she's just lying, which I don't think that's like a high amount of cases, but I'm sure it has happened.
Considering the higher proliferance of negative side effects, though.
Of birth controls in general?
Of birth controls in general, but also in the male birth control.
Based higher?
On, well, yes, we haven't...
There's a higher percentage chance of worse things happening to men.
For this...
For this study.
For this birth control in this study. This is our...
This is the study that we have.
No, but I think a huge problem with it lies in the medical community and thoughts around women in general, because women are still, to this very day, completely just passed off as not knowing what the fuck they're talking about, even when it comes to their own bodies. Like,
yep.
Especially in the mental health community.
There have been multiple doctors on airlines that were women who were turned away.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm not even talking about respect as like a professional. Yeah. I'm talking about Like,
as a patient.
Right. Like, it's insidious. So that's another problem a lot of women are having with this study is women aren't taken seriously when they're talking about their symptoms. So to hear people, like, when I went to Facebook comments, which you shouldn't do that. Like, you should never do that. But, like, these people who hadn't even read the articles were like, well, obviously it's worse for men because men blah, 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 blah. Like, testosterone is worse. But it doesn't have, like, it reeks of this bias that already exists in the medical community.
This is why I did not want to have this discussion. Because both sides of the argument are reeking of bias at this point. Both from the meninists and from the feminists.
I didn't know meninists was a thing.
Yeah. Those guys are dicks.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But those guys are just morons because they don't know what they're talking about. But then there's this weird group of feminists that are suck it up, buttercup.
Well,
yeah, but I'm not even talking about that.
They're like, saying
no,
that,
but that's the problem, and that's the line that I can't tread on.
They're saying that because what women were told.
No, I would never tell men to ignore like these symptoms. Depression is serious, and sure. like
even the suicide that occurred on it, like, well, it was unrelated to the shot.
That, but
if the shot exacerbates depression.
Right.
I don't know how you can say it was unrelated.
The shot could have been the nudge.
Yeah, like, I don't...
You know, sometimes you're on the fucking edge.
Like, I don't know how you can just discount that. So, that one, that seems weird. And two, I mean, we can just compare the comprehensive studies of birth control that came out this year, since those are the two we have for this thing we've been doing for 40 years. And I've just now gotten around to doing a study on all this.
Like
awkward.
I said, I would never tell men to brush off these symptoms. And it is really obnoxious to me to see the like women who consider themselves feminists saying shit like that. Like, that's so eye-rolly to me. But it's but it's frustrating to hear, well, it's affecting men more because women aren't taken seriously when they're reporting these symptoms to begin with. So, and like, that's also a fact. Like,
I don't know. I look forward to male birth control.
You can already get it.
I get a vasectomy.
That's male birth control.
Which is supposed to be reversible and costs $1,000.
It is both of those things. But your health insurance will pay for it.
Will it?
What if you don't have
I don't think insurance? My health insurance will pay for it.
Have you asked?
You can check into it. Yep. Because especially if you're on a family plan, they will gladly pay for $1,000 birth control.
So that you won't have another kid.
Versus
having more babies.
Tens of thousands of dollars. The gamble that everything goes right and it's only a couple of $1,000 pregnancy.
Oh my
and
God.
And then adding an extra member.
Dirty, his insurance? Like, Jesus.
They'd probably give him $50,000.
Yeah, please get a vasectomy. Here's 50 grand.
I mean,
poor guy.
From a dollar standpoint.
But they now, have to.
They don't have,
they have
they
to
don't really
come...
have HMOs anymore. But the way HMOs work with that.
Yeah, we still have homos.
They're PPOs.
I mean, they're not in the closet anymore, Tony.
No. God damn it.
But there has to be a more affordable like solution.
I don't.
Surgery?
Well, yeah, dropping $1,000.
Well, how much is this shot going to cost?
Give me a scrotal implant.
Over the long term.
In the short term, that
oh,
shot
actually, you know
is
what? I guess,
cost
I mean,
a
just
bajillion dollars.
Women's birth control is free now. Thanks, Obama.
A lot of women start birth control pretty young.
The
so
pill
I
is,
don't. I can't imagine that it's
the pill
that
is free,
expensive.
But the pill is not as effective as the shot or the what? Implant. The problem with the pill is the same as the problem with condoms. People forget. People get drunk. People
okay, all right, but
take
you say the pill is not effective, and that's not true.
With perfect use, the pill is just as effective as condoms. People aren't perfect.
I get that, but people keep saying the pill is not perfect, and that's not true.
People aren't perfect.
I get that.
Because the pill relies on people. An implant, you have to get it replaced like every 3 or 4 years.
But the side effects of the implant are
worse,
much more serious.
They are more severe.
Like infertility causing, although I guess birth, like the pill does the same thing.
Like I said, they straight up talk to me about like suicide rates go up with the implant. And they're like, you should not go on this if you have been diagnosed as having any sort of depression. They told, like, I had to talk to many people. They were like, there were many hurdles to go over to get the
implant. I had to consult the Council of Elders.
Right.
It was a shadowy room, and like they were all
sure
like,
are Council you sure that's, Elders at Planned Parenthood.
I was just going to say, are you sure that's just not a Missouri thing?
Yeah, they made me watch videos. Sounds
like a Missouri law. And
you had to consult a priest.
Yeah, I had to bring the signature of like 10 men I had asked permission from.
By the way, in real-life studies, condoms are 82% effective.
That's a real-life study. You can't blame the tool for people using it inappropriately.
No, but that's...
But you can...
You have to expect human error.
Right.
I get that. But so the keep saying that these methods are not effective. Condoms, they are.
They aren't as effective as blank.
Like, condoms aren't as effective as, like, passive...
Condoms
I don't,
themselves...
I don't like that percentage, because that sounds like bullshit.
No, that's,
that means if 20 people are going to fuck, that means that...
If 100 people are going to fuck, 18 of them 18
are going to get pregnant. That's bullshit.
That's the real study.
No, no. That's a percentage. What are they counting that as? Are we talking about people that fuck every day for 30 days using 30 different condoms? Are those people... are if there's 100 of them, then 18 of them get pregnant? Because you know what? That's not 82% effectiveness.
That's over the course of a year, 18 out of 100 people get pregnant.
That is not 82% effective.
No, no, they measure
that
it.
That is not 82% effective.
It's not per instance. It's over the rate of a year because there's only like...
I know, but that...
But that's not 82% effective.
That's how they have to measure it. Because
no, it's not. That's not how they have to. That's how they chose to.
No, no, no. So here's why they have to measure it that way. Let me explain. A woman can't get pregnant every day out of the month.
Okay. I understand that.
So you,
I have children. I understand how that works.
So you, a woman could have sex 5 times, no protection, and not get pregnant because she wasn't ovulating at that time. There was no egg, right? So you have to have it over a time span.
That's assuming the woman has a perfect cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it over a year.
Which doesn't happen.
No, that's
similar to a perfect circle.
So is the argument that all forms of birth control are equally as effective as any other? Because I'm utterly confused at what...
Condoms themselves are 98% effective. One out of every 50 will break. But people don't use condoms perfectly, which is why the 82% comes up. And this is not from me. This is from Planned Parenthood, who I would say are the experts at pregnancy.
What is their agenda, though? What are they trying to get you to do?
Public education. They
hopefully use condoms better.
You go to their website and they list all the different forms of birth control. They tell you exactly how to use each one.
Why would they ever suggest you use a condom if it has that kind of effective rate?
To prevent STDs.
But if you're not using it,
like that's under the advantage
for pregnancy.
That's under the advantages. This is the only thing that can prevent STDs.
First off, the
82%
effective rate for pregnancy is probably not the same as the STD transmission. The two numbers are going to be different.
Yeah, the STD transmission is higher.
This is not how statistics works at all. But
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No, I know what you're saying, but the way you want it to be measured isn't possible with this many variables. You have to.
It's absolutely possible.
It's the same thing as...
It's the number of condoms that get used before somebody gets pregnant.
No.
Yeah.
You need to measure it a different way. You actually need to measure the usage of condoms during the time in which the woman can also get pregnant. You can measure that. That is a measurable thing.
Sure, that's...
They don't do that, but you can do that.
That would be nearly impossible to study. It'd be super invasive for everybody in the study.
First off, you're already doing a study for people where you're like, you need to use a condom. Tell us if you get pregnant over the course of a year.
Yeah, tell us about your boning.
Yeah, so it's not like it's not already invasive.
That's not checking someone if they're ovulating.
How did they do the study?
You can check if you're... Like, a woman can check if they're ovulating. Like,
how did they do the study?
It's not like...
I can look it up, for sure.
It's not like checking your pulse, but you can figure out roughly...
Some shit like that.
Why don't they... Are they asking women who come in who are already pregnant, were you using condoms?
No.
Almost every time I've gone into a Planned Parenthood or something, I get like a detailed questionnaire on like the types of preventative measures I use.
they asked her multiple times and told her multiple times whenever she got her implant that, like...
Okay.
I'm not even talking about implants. I'm talking about even before when I was 18. Like, it's... Yeah. It's, like, even... No matter what you're doing, like, I feel like you go in there for anything and they're like, have you been using condoms? I'm like,
I just check out my license. I left it here last week.
See, this is the point I'm trying to get at. Was this a study specifically meant to measure the effectiveness of condoms, or is this data gathering based on the questionnaires that they've collected from women who come in because they're pregnant? Those are different study sizes and different sample intents. Sets and different intents. Because then you're already talking about people who are pregnant.
No, they're not taking this just
from... Well, isn't it relevant to poll women who are pregnant who were not trying to get pregnant and were trying to prevent pregnancy? Like, what type of...
Sure, but if that's where you're pulling your poll data from, the numbers don't work.
Because the women who didn't want to get pregnant did use condoms and didn't get pregnant don't come in for that.
That's like polling data for a presidential election where they only call zip codes that are predominantly white and try to see if a black candidate is going to get voted into office.
If you take an entire populace of women who were not trying to get pregnant and who are pregnant, and you're not going to find the people who are using condoms who didn't get pregnant, but you can see like the percentage of people. Okay, this percentage of women was on Depo. This percentage of women was on the pill. This percentage of women was on condoms. This percentage of women were using the pull-out method.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to give you like a hundred, like...
Well, I mean, the number there is 100% of the women who are pregnant who didn't want to get pregnant using condoms, the condom failed. So the number is 100% in that scenario.
If they're telling the truth about using condoms.
Right. Well, I'm just going to assume they are.
I mean, then we could just throw all of it out. I'm just saying, even in your scenario,
so these numbers come from the CDC.
The only number you're going to have is the total number of women who got pregnant using condoms. You don't know what this other number is.
But you can find out which one is most effective. Like,
the numbers come from the CDC. Okay.
All right. Relative to other... So, sure.
Right, yeah.
I'm just saying, in general, that's not an effectiveness. That's not an absolute effect. An absolute effectiveness, a relational effectiveness.
I guess that also gets tainted by like the amount of people. It's probably far more common to use condoms in general than it would
also
be.
Also, if like 2 million women are on Depo, but like 100 of them have gotten pregnant, but 98 people have also gotten pregnant from broken condoms, like,
right.
It looks like condoms are just as effective, but of the total, they're like way not.
Mm.
So
scrap the whole idea.
It's actually not just the CDC. It's also the World Health Organization.
Don't who you.
So. But apparently.
I'm trying to get pregnant with as a burrito baby right now.
The female condom.
I'm not lying to you guys.
The female condom.
Cheesy bean and rice.
Is only 1% more effective than pulling out.
I'll carry that burden
fucking
with you.
Female condom. I don't even understand.
Pulling out. That's the best fucking. God damn it. The joke from.
Isn't that supposed to be called like the rhythm?
Adam Carolla.
No, that's
the rhythm method is not that. Rhythm method
is you track the cycle.
Is you track the cycle and you only have sex.
Like, Norm Macdonald.
That is less effective than pulling out.
Right. I was talking to his dad. He's like, when I was your age, we didn't have your fancy birth control methods like pulling out.
What the fuck?
God damn it.
I read an article the other day that the pull out method is just as effective as condoms.
I mean, we can also all say anything we want.
Yeah. It's within 4%.
Where did I read that?
So is that what, 78% then?
Male condom, 18% of people are rated as getting pregnant. Withdrawal is 22% of people get pregnant.
I think we should be teaching abstinence only anyway, so.
Yeah, that works.
Finally.
Oh, wow.
Some change I can believe in.
Hey, 100% effective. If you don't have sex, you're not going to get pregnant.
Right. Funny thing, we did not have abstinence only. Like, our sex ed was pretty inclusive. As a matter of fact, our sex ed teacher was maybe a little too, like, into...
Descriptive?
Yeah.
Priests were
like,
not abstinence
only. Like, he air-humped a table. Like, he emoted humping. Like, it was really weird. And, like, looking back on it, probably not okay. But still a... not insignificant amount of girls in my class dropped out of school from pregnancy, so.
The priests were not abstinence only. The Jesuits are down to fuck.
We got to shore up those numbers.
Something. They're like, daughters wear a condom, but here are the failure rates. Oh, and here's a video of an abortion. All right, boys. Go get her. Great.
A video of an abortion?
Were they drunk?
You didn't have to watch this?
No, no. Why would I have had to abortion? Watch this?
No, we went to public school. Although at my school...
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't remember them talking to us about abortion at all in school.
What?
Holy shit. They're like, use condoms. Like, these are other methods. Like, don't... Yeah, take the pill and an antibiotic at the same time because that's how you get Kayla Lynette Richards. Here I am.
That's a good call.
You were an amoxicillin baby?
I was. That was back in the dark 80s when...
The dark 80s. San Junipero. 1985.
89, but who's actually it would have been an 88.
Well, I'm on a 4-year bender
of amoxicillin.
Tony, I have the white paper on these numbers.
It was the dark 80s.
What's that?
I have the white paper on these numbers.
Oh my god,
it is long.
I knew he was over there doing something. He's just been digging deeper.
Yeah, I mean, he's split his research between medieval blacksmithing and fucking condoms.
He's gonna make a metal condom. It's gonna be his life, his afterlife goal.
The fucking steam sleeve. Powered.
That's just gross, Alex. Steampunk. That's beneath you.
All right, so there's too much data.
There's too much data.
Well, prepare a report for next week.
Some nerd in a closet took all these fucking databases and mash them together. And
soon that nerd will be you as you unmash them.
There's the Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring Program, the National ART Surveillance System. ART is also an acronym.
I thought it was just ART. That's what he does.
The Pregnancy Pregnancy Mortality Surveillance System, the Sudden Unexpected Infant Death Case Registry.
By the way, that has nothing to do with...
This is all the databases that they collect the unintended pregnancy data from. Apparently they pull it from a fuckload of databases.
Yeah, only since there's nothing to do with birth control.
No, but this is what crunched those numbers.
Yeah, I get it.
What I'm trying to say is it is statistically significant.
I think what you're saying is that you're reading off a bunch of different databases they have, regardless of whether or not they are relevant to the topic at hand.
Are you guys talking about something else now?
I'm talking about you and that SIDS database.
It wasn't SIDS, was it? I thought it was...
There was one in there.
Sudden Unexpected Infant Death, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
SUDS?
Sweets.
Yeah. Anyway,
that doesn't necessarily mean... I would assume it doesn't necessarily mean an infant who was, like, brought home and died in the crib.
At least call them squids.
Wouldn't stillborn be under that? Like,
stillborn would be under that. No, but that's talking about...
They collected data. Those
They had to change the acronym, though, because, like, to differentiate.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I understand why those databases were used, because... Someone somewhere doing a study of SIDS
collected the data.
So it was a source of data that was already there.
That this person got pregnant
through this method.
Right, yeah.
Was it planned? What kind of birth control were using?
Sure, absolutely.
They went through the questions. Yeah, maybe we'll use this later.
Yeah, I can't even remember all the questions that Julie had to answer when we did our because you go in before you go to have the baby, like your month before
prenatal
stuff. They do an interview, and like at one point I was asked to leave the room. Is there any reason that he shouldn't be in the room when the baby comes?
Yes. I fear for my life.
I think he might eat the baby.
It's definitely there's pretty much never been a time that I've been to a doctor's office, especially with Alex, where they're like, okay, we need to talk.
I get kicked out of the room every time.
Yeah
because they need to put me in a safe place. I could just have a fever, and they want to leave that avenue open, like, as an escape.
Just to give you the opportunity that something else is going on, having nothing to do with that.
Right.
I like that they give you the opportunity. even though most domestic abuse people will not take it.
Right.
I mean, even if one person out of a million does, like...
Even if one person, I don't know, stabs my hand.
At one point...
Yeah, they kind of did that with Alex when I took him to the hospital. He stabbed his own stupid self, and the doctor's giving me the side eye. Like, I drove his ass here.
Did he know you? It's probably because you were apparently doing the switchblade open and close.
Apparently the story that he stabbed his hand opening a can of beans wasn't believable.
Yeah, I was falling down the stairs opening this can of beans.
No, I thought Julie had these cabinets with her trinkets in. Mm-hmm. And so she had the glass out of them for cleaning them. And it was... Before we had that room set up, but it was before the kids ever came. It was like right when we first moved in. So she had the glass laid out in there, and she started to fall towards the glass. Well, she corrected herself and slipped and ended up falling against the windowsill in there. And it's the windowsills like this.
The ones they jut out.
Yeah, they jut out, and they're marble. And she's got a scar right here from it. And so it like gashed her eye. It's bleeding down the side of her face. Took her to the urgent care. When I got her there, they got her and they started getting cleaned up. They pulled me into one room and were questioning her. And they basically asked us the same series of questions about exactly what happened, just to see if our stories were straight. And
when I was like,
really? I've never had the parallel questions.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
When I was a kid, that happened to my parents and me. I busted my eye, one eye open, and then a month later I busted the other eye open.
Oh.
And both times I woke up with some nice dude stitching my eye back together. And the second time he's like, hey, you're going to be okay. I'm like, yeah, I know. This happened recently.
I went to the hospital for whooping cough when I was like 11. And they gave me a question. Like, they questioned me about, well, she's had a whooping cough. But they're like, I don't think they pulled my parents out of the room. But they like slid this clipboard at me, and they're like, just answer these questions real silent like. And one of the questions was like, do you feel safe, like do you need help, like blink twice.
Yeah.
So I can't
mind these people are just asking me all sorts of questions about my parents, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what is going on? And then
other than taking Melina to the hospital, I've never experienced this.
Oh, like, years later I found out they were Child Protective Services.
When we were at the hospital for the kids doing the pre-admission stuff, at one point they're like, is there any reason that he can't be in the room? And she's like, what? No, what? And she was like totally confused, like didn't even understand why she was being asked the question.
Apparently there's a rain delay for the game.
Oh, I'd heard that it might go. I was wondering why it looked like the like scoring is still had stopped. Going. Well, it's it does say delayed.
Oh, shit. Will it blend?
Cubs are now winning 8-6, top of the 10th.
By the way, did you see? Hold on. Oh, you're not on this one. I noticed you didn't like this post I made.
I did see it. I didn't like it. I forgot to. You're
the fucking worst. It's the sex playlist and like the
it's old all the Cantina band. Cantina. I did see that. It's good. Top of the 10th, two outs.
That's a good
Cubs lead 8-6. The Indians still get an at bat.
Oh, maybe I'll get a vasectomy over Christmas vacation.
A little Christmas present to yourself. Yeah. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese.
So I want to make a grilled cheese sandwich, but instead of doing butter on the bread, do mayonnaise. You're in the marketplace
now. No, that's what I just spent $50.
I only ever heard of it. I've never done it. What
is that? Kayla's done that. Kayla,
what am I doing?
You make a grilled cheese sandwich with mayo instead of butter, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've never done it before. I just seen it. Sounds great.
It doesn't change the taste of it. Like if you're exchanging it for butter, it's just
worse for you.
It makes it crispier.
Better
it makes it. It sounds like it's a lot easier to spread.
Spread,
too.
Yeah.
Why are you showing me porn? Mm.
Why not?
Mm. Oh, you guys, it's 11:30.
Yeah, let's roll. All
right. Me all hot and bothered over next week should be interesting. Yep.